Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Michael Bourne. Batting second. The first baseman, Nick Swisher. Batting third. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting fourth. The DH, Carlos Santana. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ryan Rayburn. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Asdrubal Cabrera. Batting seventh. The catcher, Yan Gomes. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Aviles. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Drew Stubbs. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Corey Kluber. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alejandro Diaza. Batting second. The second baseman, Gordon Beckham. Batting third. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting fourth. The DH, Adam Dunn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Avisail Garcia. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Diane Vicido. Batting eighth. The catcher, Josh Fegley. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Marcus Semien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Danks. And now, play ball. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bourne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Swisher hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Santana takes first base on ball four. Kipnis moves to second. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rayburn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabrera hits a fly ball into center field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gomes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Diaz. Gomes reaches second base with a double. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Aviles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alejandro Diaz batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Diaz takes first base on ball four. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Beckham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Stubbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bourne is 0-for-1 in the game. Bourne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Swisher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Semien juggles the ball. That's an error on Semien. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kipnis hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Vicido. Kipnis reaches second base with a double. Swisher goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Indians. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Kipnis. The throw from Fegley and he is safe. Kipnis steals third. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Santana hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Garcia hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dion Vicido is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Vicido hits a fly ball into center field. Bourne settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Josh Fegley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fegley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aviles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rayburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rayburn takes first base on ball 4. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabrera hits a fly ball into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gomes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gomes hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Diaza. Gomes reaches second base with a double. Rayburn moves to third. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aviles is 0-for-1 in the game. Aviles hits a line drive into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rayburn tags and scores. Gomes tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-1, Indians. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stubbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Semien hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Alejandro Diaz, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Diaz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Diaz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Semien scores. It's 6-2. Indians. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beckham is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards short. Cabrera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ramirez moves to third. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko hits a fly ball into center field. Bourne settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bourne is 0 for 2 in the game. Bourne hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Garcia who is chasing the ball. Bourne reaches third base with a triple. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Swisher hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Vasido settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kipnis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kipnis hits a line drive into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bourne tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Indians. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Santana takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rayburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Rayburn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vasido. Rayburn reaches second base with a double. There goes Santana trying to get to home. Vasido throws the ball into Ramirez who relays the ball to Fegley, who tags Santana, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dion Vasido is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vasido is 0 for 1 in the game. Vasido strikes out. 1 out. Josh Fegley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fegley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fegley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aviles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Semien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Semien hits a pop-up towards third. Aviles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Leisman now pitching. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 0 for 2 in the game. Cabrera hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2. Indians. Yan Gomes batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gomes is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Gomes takes first base on ball 4. Mike Aviles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Aviles is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Aviles takes first base on ball 4. Gomes moves to second. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stubbs takes first base on ball 4. Gomes moves to third. Aviles moves to second. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bourne is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Bourne hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gomes scores. Aviles moves to third. Stubbs moves to second. It's 9-2, Indians. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Swisher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Swisher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aviles scores. Stubbs scores. Bourne moves to second. It's 11-2, Indians. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kipnis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Kipnis takes first base on ball 4. Bourne moves to third. Swisher moves to second. Dylan Axelrod now pitching. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Santana hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bourne scores. Swisher moves to third. Kipnis moves to second. It's 12-2, Indians. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rayburn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Rayburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Swisher scores. Kipnis scores. Santana moves to second. It's 14-2, Indians. Matt Carson pinch runs for Ryan Rayburn. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cabrera strikes out. 1 out. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomes is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Gomes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 14, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Ramirez now playing shortstop. Matt Carson now playing right field. Jason Kubel now playing left field. Drew Stubbs now playing center field. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaza is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Diaza hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swisher scoops it up and throws to first, with Kluber covering, for the out. 1 out. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Beckham is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lourie Garcia pinch hits for Alexei Ramirez. Lourie Garcia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swisher scoops it up and throws to first, with Kluber covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 14, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lourie Garcia now playing shortstop. Connor Gillespie now playing first base. Miguel Gonzalez now catching. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Aviles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Aviles hits a fly ball into left field. Vasido settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Stubbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stubbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Swisher is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 14, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Ramirez now playing second base. Lonnie Chisenhall now playing third base. Kelly Shopak now catching. Mike Aviles now playing shortstop. J. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kepinger hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Shopak interferes with Kepinger, who is awarded first base. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gillespie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramirez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Garcia is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Garcia hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Vecido is 0-for-2 in the game. Vecido hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aviles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 14, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chisenhall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gillespie juggles the ball. That's an error on Gillespie. Chisenhall moves to second. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Santana is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Santana hits a fly ball into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chisenhall moves to third. One out. Matt Carson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Semien fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kubel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gillespie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kubel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 14, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Miguel Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Semien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Semien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gonzalez moves to second. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Diaza is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Diaza hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Chisenhall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Beckham is 0-for-3 in the game. Beckham hits a fly ball into left field. Kubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lurie Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a pop-up towards short. Aviles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 14, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Kelly Shopak is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Shopak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Aviles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Aviles hits a fly ball into center field. Diaza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Drew Stubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stubbs is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Stubbs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Garcia. Stubbs reaches second base with a double. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 14, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Vinny Pestano now pitching. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kepinger is 0 for 0 in the game. Kepinger takes first base on ball 4. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gillespie is 0 for 1 in the game. Gillespie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kepinger moves to second. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Garcia strikes out. 1 out. Dion Vicedo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The ball gets by Shopak for a passed ball. Kepinger moves to third. Gillespie moves to second. Dion Vicedo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Vicedo is 0 for 3 in the game. Vicedo hits a fly ball into right field. Carson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kepinger tags and scores. Gillespie tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 14-3, Indians. Miguel Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 14, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Swisher is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Swisher hits a fly ball towards left. Vicedo settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Vicedo. Swisher moves to second. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Chisenhall is 0 for 1 in the game. Chisenhall hits a pop-up towards short. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santana is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Santana strikes out. 2 outs. Matt Carson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carson is 0 for 1 in the game. Carson takes first base on ball 4. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kubel is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubel takes first base on ball 4. Swisher moves to third. Carson moves to second. Kelly Shopak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Shopak is 0 for 1 in the game. Shopak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 14, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Preston Gilmett now pitching. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Semien is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Semien takes first base on ball 4. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Diaza is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Diaza hits a fly ball into right field. Carson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Beckham is 0-for-4 in the game. Beckham hits a fly ball into left field. Cubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jordan Danks pinch hits for Lurie Garcia. Jordan Danks is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Danks hits a fly ball into center field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 14, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.